let you go.
No, I got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations on the Mackey Award.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Is this your first time being a semifinalist?
This is the first time I've gotten to this point in it. But it's just, it's cool to be recognized, but it's more fun with what we got going on around here. So,
how much fun is this right now? I mean, I know we talked about it and break it down, but just how much fun is it?
Yeah, I can't really picture it going any better. I mean, got a team that gets along, guys that love playing with each other, coaching staff that loves coaching, and guys that love being coached by them. So it's really got everything you could ask for, and just hopefully we keep it going and keep playing strong.
So Antonio Callaway, just how difficult is it to come in as a first-year player? You redshirted, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
How difficult is a position like receiver? I mean, all the things you have to learn. I mean, coaches want downfield block, and they want all these things that we don't even think about sitting up in the press box or the stands. I mean, how difficult is it to do what he's been doing?
Yeah, I think there's not many true freshmen that really come in and create the impact that he's created. He's a special player, and he'll continue to grow, and even can't wait to see where he progresses all the way to. But it's fun to watch him. It's fun to, you know, run routes with him, sort of see what he knows about the game and sort of help him out as much as I can, sort of give him all the tricks that I've learned over time to let him be as successful as he can be on the field.
What's allowed him to have this kind of success? Obviously, athletic ability is a big part of it, but it's got to be more than that.
Yeah, he's a smart player. He studies. He loves the game. I think that's the main thing. It's personal to him. He wants to win his matchup every time, and when you get competitors like that, it mixed in with the athletic ability, sky's really the limit.
Well, you're a one-hand catch guy. We know this. And what about the catches he's been able to make?
Yeah, he's had a couple cool ones. I really liked his LSU one on the sideline because it got me a touchdown the next play. But it's been special to watch him, and it's fun to see what he's able to do because it seems like it comes out of, you know, some of the plays you expect it to go certain places, and then it's ending up with him 50 yards down the field, and you're like, you just smile a little bit and, you know, just get a little surprised how it got there, but it's exciting to see.
When you guys rewatched the South Carolina film, were you able to see that there were some big plays kind of left on the field there? You guys obviously hit some explosives, but.
Yeah, I think we got in a little lull. You got up 17, and with, you know, that defense behind you, it's sort of easy to be like, okay, you know, we've done our part, but you can't let that happen. You got to keep going. It's a little disappointing to, you know, right before the half, weren't able to punch it in. In the second half, we didn't really get anything going until we had to, which it doesn't matter what they're doing. It's a personal statement as an offense to continue to score every possession out.
McElwain said he talked to the team about how many kids, high school connections. Obviously, you're from Virginia, so you
I have zero.
You have zero. But do you know anybody on the team, and how much have had some of your younger teammates kind of talked about squaring up against guys you played against in high school?
For me, I don't have many of these games. A lot of the guys I play with stayed more up north than mid-Atlantic area. But for a lot of the guys, there's a lot of rivalry between Florida guys and the way they competed growing up and continue to go. So it's, you know, I think everybody from down here has a friend on that team. So it, you know, they're all excited to play them. And, you know, for me, it's just another game that every week, like Coach says, it's the next one. So it'll be an exciting time.
You know, Mac's big on improving